Hello, this is Hugh, wishing you a Happy New Year for 2026. This first item is taken from the last week of 2025's Wallyford Herald. It's called No One Impressed at Plan for New Homes. A leading councillor for Wallingford said no one on the planning committee was impressed with plans for 9 new homes before it was approved. Chair of South Oxfordshire District Council and councillor for the Wallingford ward, Catherine Keats-Rowan, who also sits on the planning committee, has said the plan for 9 homes in Queen's Avenue was passed despite opposition from within the committee. In her most recent report to Wallingford Town Council last month, the district councillor described the difficulty the planning committee faces in rejecting applications they don't like due to the restrictive criteria of planning standards. The plan for 9 new homes at 10 Queen's Avenue faced significant opposition from neighbours who said the access, intrusion on their privacy and impact on their living standards would be severe. In her report, Ms. Keats-Rowan said, "We had a site visit 2 days before and no one present believed the application was a good one." The application was the second one submitted to South Oxfordshire District Council for the Queen's Avenue site by Gareth Bertram Limited, which downscaled plans after the first application was rejected by the council and dismissed at appeal. It was dismissed based on the narrow criteria of the impact on future residents due to how close the proposed development was to approved plans for the houses to be built in the next stage of the Highcroft development. For the second application, Gareth Bertram Limited increased the gap by 1.4 metres, shortened the onlooking houses to chalet-style dwellings, and only proposed first-floor windows on the north and east sides of the buildings. Ms. Keats-Rowan said, "No one was impressed, but we were left in no doubt by officers that refusal was certain to be overturned at a subsequent appeal." The councillor who proposed acceptance of officer recommendations did so, saying that only neighbours could prevent the development, and he hoped that they would by withholding access rights. Objections were made at the planning committee meeting where the application was initially raised, when members decided to have a site visit before making a decision despite planning officers recommending it for approval. At the meeting, neighbour Craig Wright said the lane would become overdeveloped with the addition of 9 houses and raised concerns about how the developer will gain access rights given Queen's Avenue is a private road owned in sections by homeowners who live in it. Mr. Wright said at the meeting, "At least 3 of the dwellings overlook our property, impacting our privacy, which we've enjoyed for the previous 8 years. His objections joined the nearly 90 comments submitted on the application on the council's planning portal, including from Wallingford Town Council.